Hi, thanks for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I was charged $49 on my car, and I'd like to know why.
What's your zip code?
33563.
And your first and last name?
John, J-O-H-N, and my last name is R-Y-G-W-E-L-S-K-I.
And verify your address for me.
1305 East Cherry Street, Plant City, Florida, 33563.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like on November 14th, Mr. John, you placed the order for the foot massager, and you paid $7.45 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if the terms were read. So when you place that order, once that foot massager ships out, then at that time you also billed the $49.97 charge there.
Okay, that was not part of the, yeah, I want a refund. That is, I took a survey and it was supposed to be free and all I was supposed to pay was shipping.
If you read over your terms and conditions before placing the order, it explained to you that once that foot massager ships out, you are authorizing us to debit your card the $49.97 charge. So what the terms were not read. Now, once that foot massager ships out, sir, that product cannot be returned back.
Okay, so it's been shipped out?
Yes, it has been shipped out. It's in transit. I can honor a 35% courtesy refund, meaning that the terms were not read before you authorized that payment.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't. Yeah, there was no terms on that survey. It just says
right, when
zero
you put in
pay,
your
and that was
charge for $7.45. There are terms and conditions, Mr. John.
Okay, yeah, I just either a refund or a courtesy refund or something because I wasn't aware of the $49.
35% courtesy credited back to your card. That would be deposited back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else for you today?
Oh, that's it.
Thank you so very much for calling Customer Care. You have a great day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.